Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, waiting in Los Angeles to see what happens next following 3 days of protests over ICE raids.
This morning, sharp political reaction after President Trump federalized California's National Guard without state approval. It's the first time a president has taken control of a state's National Guard without approval in 60 years. Democrats say the move could undermine democracy. Republicans defend the president's move, saying it was necessary to maintain law and order.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump's travel ban on 12 mostly Middle Eastern and African countries and his partial travel ban on 7 other countries went into effect at midnight. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man who made headlines for being mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador, is back in the U.S. to face criminal charges for alleged human smuggling. The charges stem from a 2022 traffic stop. Israeli forces seizing the aid boat that activist Greta Thunberg and others had been trying to get to Gaza. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After 33 years of dedicated service to the Oshkosh Area School District, Assistant Superintendent of Operations Julie Conrad Peters is leaving the district to be the superintendent in Lake Wales, Florida. Conrad Peters started her career in Oshkosh as a high school teacher, a department chair, a high school principal, then a middle school principal, and then director of curriculum and assessment before she became the assistant superintendent of operations. The Oshkosh Area School District will begin its search for Conrad Peters' replacement soon. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
A body pulled from the waters of Door County last Wednesday near Little Strawberry Island has been identified as that of Lisa Janine Pip of Greendale, Wisconsin. Pip, 42, was reported missing back in January of this year when she walked away from a vehicle on the ice of Green Bay during an argument. Preliminary autopsy findings show no indication of foul play. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a 3-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the 7th, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the 9th.
It's one of those decisions, 7th, 8th, or 9th. Do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NFL Packers minicamp begins tomorrow in Green Bay.
We got a great group of guys. They all know what the main objective is that we're trying to get done here. They know they're going to get those ops that are going to come their way. Some days, some guys might catch more passes than the other guys. It just might be the way it is. You know, I always tell guys, you know, I'm going to throw it to the guy who's open.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses, and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Monday to you on a beautiful day and a beautiful time of the year. Isn't this the greatest time of the year? Is there any place that would have, like, this type of weather and stuff like 12 months a year?
No, we'd all be there.
I know.
But they had a thing came out on the healthiest places to live, or where, you know, what we're on the clock. What did it say? 78, 79 for people
high?
That were born. No,
or,
no. I'm talking about age.
Oh, age.
But anyway,
I got 2 weeks.
Where you live the longest, and some places.
There's a place like Italy.
Oh, yeah. There's only one city in the United States that made that top 10
list. Don't tell me.
Okay. One place in the United States, but you're right, Italy's in there, Spain.
I think somewhere in Greece.
The Netherlands.
Greece.
You know, Netherlands. But the study, and the guy tells you, this is how I did my survey, but, you know, obviously.
Oregon.
To live to be 88 is no fun if you're in a nursing
right.
home. But to be 88 and still be in the yard gardening.
I'm going to say someplace on the West Coast.
I'm saying Oregon.
It's west.
Yep.
Idaho.
Denver.
Yep.
Denver.
It's Boulder.
Boulder.
But, I mean,
Boulder.
The guy said their health care is great. And because of all the trails and hiking, it's not like a special thing. It's just, it's a culture.
It's there. That's what you do.
It's a culture. Everybody does it. They bike it. Very healthy. And I guess they're really into like good food, like non-processed food.
I could see that.
The customer, the vendor is going to supply what the people want. And if you get a group of people that want that, you get more and more. So, but I
never been there. You ever been there?
A little bit. Not to Boulder. Too bad that we only had one city, you know, in the world.
For the whole country?
Yeah. We only had one, you think. Mm. But I would have thought West Coast for sure.
Yeah.
But that Idaho, that's Boise. Some of those cities are awesome.
Sun Valley.
Coeur d'Alene.
Sun Valley, Idaho. Yeah. If I win the lottery, I'm moving to Sun Valley, Idaho.
Man.
The problem is it's so outpriced, people.
No, yeah, no.
That you can't, they have terrible, like, okay, it's like one of those Catch-22 things. It's such a phenomenal place. All the people that got the money move there, okay? Because all the people that have the money move there, the rental rates, everything went so sky high, they can't get people to take care of those people.
Right.
I mean, that's literally the problem there.
Two things, you're right. That one is rich people, that's just a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Unbelievable.
But
phenomenal.
When people with money and COVID and working out of home, they're like, I don't have to be in this city. I can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then they
pitch
Coeur d'Alene or that whole area up there. And that's beautiful.
It's amazing. Twin Falls, or excuse me, Sun Valley, Idaho is the most beautiful place I personally have ever been in the world. Honest to God.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'd have to think about that, but yeah.
I remember interviewing Ernest Hemingway's son, John Hemingway. He was president of the Wood Creek Ducks Unlimited. They were just
Why not?
Guys. I saw one of the daughters skiing there one day. I mean, they're just, and nobody gave them any hassle.
Right,
just cool.
That's what's key about
Steve
that.
McQueen lived there then?
Yeah.
All those people.
Yeah.
I hung out with all the stars.
Yeah, you did.
Todd.
Mm-hmm. And then they go back and they're like, you know, John Mino, I ran into him today.
So. Todd, you know who I interviewed one time at a celebrity ski thing there back in her day?
Susie Chapman.
Barbie Benton. You remember Barbie Benton?
Yeah, of course.
You remember Barbie Benton? No. Hugh Hefner's girlfriend?
Oh.
And she was a hee-haw beauty girl. For a reason. Yeah.
Didn't she resurface lately?
Yeah, for something.
She's suing him.
Or is she dead now? Something. No, she was in the news recently.
Okay, maybe that could be it.
Got a text here from Snarky Brian. It says, greatest place to live. I thought it was Flint, Michigan in the 80s.
Right. Let's see. Unemployment was, what, 20-some percent?
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't know anybody had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vicky says, another week. Here we go. Good morning, all. Hello, Vicky. It's always nice to hear from our people early on, isn't it, though?
It is.
Beautiful weekend. Rain last night, which was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, it was a perfect weekend.
Felt really fresh.
Would you know, Saturday was like the perfect day. And I was so happy for all those kids that have graduation parties.
No question.
Or graduations, period. But we were up in Door County, and it was just on the lake. It was beautiful. Just barbecued. It was a lot of fun. It was a great day to spend on my birthday.
You can't beat it.
No,
what else did you do for your birthday?
Well, I started going. I went to a wake. Went to a funeral. I had to get that out of the way. Had breakfast with some friends, and then... some old college buddies. We all got together in Door County. And that was fun because it's fun when you don't see people for a while. But when you get there, and it's like the exact same.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. That was a good time.
That's great to get together old people.
Like, yes.
That's what I hope I can make to my class reunion. It's in 1 month. I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not.
We're talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're that age. But there's a lot of 50. That's a big reunion.
What's the last time I'd see a lot of these people? I guarantee you, if I do make it.
Why? Because you're not going to go to the 60th or because people are going to die?
Yeah, we won't have
another. You guys won't have another one.
Well, I think this is only the second one we ever had in 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what it is.
Donna, we were talking about that yesterday, and hers is next year, but she signed up to be on the committee. And I think you'll even enjoy it more when you're on stuff. So I'm like, actually, I wrote the email for her. I'm like, look, you guys, let's have, the Dick Clark Award. You know, who looks close to the... Then I said, well, you know, who traveled the furthest, who's got the most grandkids.
Right.
Then I put in parentheses, you could really make it fun and who's done the most time. Well, drunk driving 3 days, boo, I've been in longer than that.
That's nothing. I like that. By the way, I'm on a health kick, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what I made the other day? Well, we talked about this a little bit. I actually made the cabbage soup.
Oh.
Remember we were talking about cabbage soup?
Yeah.
So I made the cabbage soup. You know what else I put in it, Todd? You'd be so proud of me.
What's that?
Quinona.
Quinoa.
Yep.
Quinoa, that's right.
And I put some of that in there.
Yeah.
And it's great. But you know what the problem? Okay, this is no lie. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is like a fat burner. This is unbelievable. So I ate like the next morning, I gained like 5 pounds. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
I stepped on the scale, it was like 218. It's like, I gained 5 bleeping pounds?
No, I went off this weekend. The only thing I made that was healthy, cauliflower.
Yeah.
You know, and seasoning and oil and that, and then baking it. That was good.
That's good. I like that, actually.
Actually, that was really good. But then I made baked beans for our party, and then I made ribs, and it just wasn't.
They got a thing down at where Dom used to work in Kohler. It was a thing of grilled cauliflower with something. Phenomenal.
It is. That was.
I mean, nobody really wants to eat cauliflower for the sake of eating cauliflower.
It's kind of a weird thing because you break it off and some of the pieces are big, some aren't. It's like,
But when you do a little something extra to it, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's great. But it's like, you know what I don't have? You know what I do not? Chromosomal, I'm missing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of them.
Okay.
Todd.
What?
Portion control.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm reading about something like, how did I just put on 5 pounds eating a gallon of... cabbage soup.
And quinoa you have to be careful of.
It's got a lot of carbs.
It does. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like rice and all that kind of stuff.
It's like 38 carbs per serving. It's like,
what?
Oh.
Quinoa. Oh, yeah. I was thinking that cabbage is great for you.
I know. But I got to hold off on the quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting together a...
quinoa.
I'm putting together a shake today that's going to be unbelievable. I'll bring you guys some. It's the juice of life. It's the Johnny juice of life. Want me to tell you what's in it?
Sure.
Blueberries.
Yep.
Pistachio seeds. Pistachio nuts.
Yep.
Okay. Cantaloupe.
All right.
Bananas.
Yep.
Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Little bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Protein powder.
All right.
And tang.
Why now? My question is, why would you need the tang? A little sweetness.
Well, you make it a little more fluidy.
We got the
more fluidity.
Put water in.
Fluidity. What's that?
But what? No, the tang.
Well, tang. Well, tang. You know, it's all mixed. It's a. You know, it's like the juice. It's like juice.
So you've like already mixed. You've already made tang.
Yes.
You're putting that
yes.
in.
Not yes. Just right. Not just the.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
That makes more right. sense. All right. Yeah. That, yeah. That.
I'll bring you guys
why,
some tomorrow.
You know, if you look at the cost.
I'll bring you some. A little bit. I'll bring
you can try.
I'll make sure. It on air. I'll bring it here. I'll make it on air.
All right.
Give it to
can
Todd.
I bring my blender in
yes,
here? Put it in
can.
The studio? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. People, tune in tomorrow morning. It could be life-changing.
It'll be kind of like watching Spencer Nolan Young do a painting, because when right. John turns that on, boom, the entire
same
room.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Splatter paint.
Okay, all of our guests tomorrow,
yep.
I'll save enough for them. Everybody gets a little bit of Johnny juice
this
tomorrow.
This is so weird. The texts are coming in. Our guests are canceling for tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
What's going on tomorrow?
I understand why.
Spike, no, don't cancel. Sean, what? Don't cancel.
Guys, what? Come on, man. I'm saving your lives here.
Jeez.
Come on.
All right, we'll try that. How?
Yeah.
I have to find that calendar when we first started. It's coming up on 2 years.
Which I
can't. No,
I know I was 232.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, not wow, because you
and you
lost
weren't
level.
Too far from that, right? Was it 220 something?
Did 227? I thought
228.
No. I've never been.
Are you
ever,
sure?
A positive. Never, ever been that high. But it's good. I had a goal for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was in within 0.8.
Nice
that's
job.
That's awesome.
That's almost, that's not even a pound.
That's awesome.
Now, back to where.
Thank you for that information.
Hey.
That's not even a pound.
Okay, let's be honest.
So
let's be honest. Like, ye cast the first stone
right.
who doesn't do this.
No.
Step on a scale and you see like 213.4 and you pee and you step back on the scale again.
Totally.
True or false?
Everybody does that.
Thank you.
So, but we have a goal for July 4th. Didn't we say that on the
yeah.
air?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What is yours?
207. Because then I would be 40 pounds down in 4 years.
Nice.
Okay. Mine will be July.
Well, July
it
was the
4th.
Start of the exact start of COVID. Because that's where I got my hip replaced. March.
March of 2020?
That would be March of 2020. Which is actually on my birthday, basically, when COVID started. Because I was sitting there to watch the high school and college basketball tournaments. And all of a sudden, they're clearing the arenas. So
oh,
that's
man,
where
I remember
that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So from that day on.
Okay.
So I'd be down 40 pounds if I can do that.
I don't know where I was. Well, if it's 167 plus 40 is 207. So that's more than 40 because I was higher than 207.
Yeah, you were. I still thought you were 228. I don't know why. 224?
Gotcha. And you had to have been in the two
teens.
You were
in the 220s.
I was in the two teens for
maybe
sure.
217?
Yeah.
219.8?
Which is less than a pound.
That's right. That was after you peed.
I'll find that today. I said I was going to do that this weekend.
Right.
I was at work this weekend. I didn't look
right.
for that. All right. I'll find that. But we're going to have a goal then for Todd. You're hitting your goals.
I'm already, kind of there. I'm hovering.
Nobody likes a bragger, Todd.
Well, he didn't say anything about it. Just, you know, but right. I don't.
Okay. I got to ask you something. I'm not going to say what I said.
Ozempic is.
So the other day I had another homeless person come up to me. At least I assume they're homeless. What should I tell them? Because I'm not going to give them money. I'm just not, because it's probably going to go, no disrespect, whatever, but when they're coming up to your window and knocking on the window, you know, where should I direct them?
To us.
Okay.
There's so many places, John. If they got kids, boom, Freedom House.
There's just a lady by herself, middle age, just whatever. It's like, I don't know what to do.
There's Golden House. There's House of Hope for her. Our place, too. But that's what it.
Because that's the second one in, what, like 2 weeks now that I've told you I've had. Remember that guy?
Yeah,
over in that same part of town. It's right over here, that same part of town. And I wish I had like a card or something to give them, or a number, or, well, not even, they don't have cell phones.
That's a good idea, really.
Something.
I was just going to say, Jim, that's a great idea.
Have something in your car?
Yeah.
With a bunch of numbers.
Right.
With-
yes.
Saying, look, and this is who we're for, because people come to our place with kids. That's not
that's
us.
The, okay, that's but, the, actually, that's the third one recently. Dude. Remember I had that one at the post office up there in Monroe? Then
oh,
the
yeah.
other one. I bought two blocks away in Monroe. Remember that guy?
I do.
Who was? I think he was looking to roll me.
Well,
and then that lady, yeah this weekend. No. So it's three of them right in that same area. What?
Just it's Monday morning at 6:19, and we're using the term he was going to
roll
me.
He's going to roll me. Just, but you're right. I mean, there's services out there.
That's what I mean. But I literally connected. Would like to have.
But if they came in from out of town, John, they don't know that.
I know. That's what I mean. So where should I direct them?
Yeah, that's a good idea to get that. thing to put in your car.
Right.
In the glove compartment. Just take it out. You know,
right.
We'll plasticize
like a business card.
Maybe. A business card or plastic it so that they have it in the glove compartment.
Absolutely.
Say, hey, look.
I would love that. Because there's a lot of them. And they're all really coming out now.
I like that.
So,
John.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm on it.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Get it started here on a beautiful Monday morning. Mine or the mayor. No was all he said. Take a
load off. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbull Show.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And take a load off me.
You know why I chose that song?
No.
It's called The Weight from the band, right?
Was.
You guys were talking about your weight.
Oh, did you see that documentary that they did with them? It was called The Last Show or something?
I did not, no.
They were awesome back in their day, weren't they, though? I mean, they had a great run. But they weren't really top 40 at all, huh, Todd?
Not really.
Kind of just below that, sort of.
Yeah, I think
more indie almost.
Yeah.
Check out the Tonys last night?
No, I did not. Okay. You know what I mean? No, I watched it.
All right, we'll move on.
I watched a basketball game.
I would have bet money on that one. I would have bet money on that.
I don't know that. Did you see the George Clooney thing? Wasn't that on live, Todd? The Edward R. Murrow
play? He got interviewed by 60 Minutes.
But I think it aired live last night, didn't it, the whole play? I was reading about this morning.
I doubt it. Really?
I think it did.
I think that's like $500 a ticket. I can't believe. And that's relatively new.
Well, they did that with Hamilton a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but Hamilton had, yeah.
I don't know. I would have watched that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a beautiful Monday morning, Green Bay 55 and Appleton 59, Oshkosh 54. Forecast mostly cloudy with some showers and storms. High in the lower 60s or 80s, does that say? 60s. All right. Today is Donald Duck Day. How much money did the guy that created Donald Duck make?
Right.
Not a lot.
No?
You ever?
Is that Mel Blanc that did that?
Well, he did the voice.
Yeah, that's.
Did he do that or Bugs Bunny?
Well, he did Bugs Bunny for sure. But I mean. God, that guy was
funny. Read about Walt Disney. Whoo, was he a tough guy to work for?
Yes, I love reading about those super rich people.
Oh my lordy.
The guy that put a phone booth in his house because he needed people to pay. And then the other guy that charges kid for ransom, he goes, well, I don't know what 10 grand, 100 grand, whatever it was. But then he's like, well, no, I can't do that. I got seven kids. You guys.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys that came created some of these characters that, and he just took them, and it's like, well, no, it's mine. Yeah.
So does everybody have that uncle that, don't you, somebody that talks like Donald Duck?
Everybody's got that guy, right? Everybody's got that one guy.
Thanksgiving.
Everybody's got that one guy. It is rhubarb pie day.
Love it.
Not a huge fan. A little too tart for me. Todd?
Well, add sugar.
Todd's always the voice of reason.
Add enough sugar, you're okay.
That's what I mean. You got to add sugar.
Love it.
But, and you have to admit, Jim, if they don't do enough sugar.
He's right.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story about Lisa Hale one time?
Yes. You can always tell us Lisa Hale stories.
So,
because they're always good stories.
I was living in Mississippi. That's where I met Lisa. And she had a Thanksgiving celebration, right? Because I didn't have family. She didn't, whatever. So went over to her place. She made a rhubarb and strawberry pie.
Okay, now that sounds, you know, when you mix it with something like rhubarb, apple, whatever, that okay.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
So it was on the table along with the turkey and all the food, right? Lisa is not a very good cook.
You can't say that.
I can. Oh, I can.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not. And if she's listening now, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. The pie was a little moist.
Okay.
There was a lot of juice in it.
Yeah. Soggy crust?
So we had taken out a piece of pie. I looked over on the table, and the cat's sitting up there licking all the juice out of the pie. So now I call it. Lisa just texted me. She said, stop.
Wow. So the cat liked it.
Like I said, there are no such things as bad Lisa Hale stories.
Wow.
They're all good. Wow. Nice. It is Loneliness Awareness Week. You know what? That's a serious thing.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding, John?
And we were talking about thriving.
Smoking.
You talk about thriving. You know, when they say, you know, a person loses their thriving to live or whatever, to thrive. Well, that's a huge thing is with the loneliness aspect of it.
Absolutely. That's.
You know, it was one of the most heartbreaking things I used to do. And this is no lie. When I used to be a flower delivery guy and you'd walk into one of those homes and you're carrying these and you're walking on the hall and all these ladies are sitting out there in wheelchairs looking at you like, are those for me? Are those? Right. And you have to walk by them and.
Yeah.
You know, and then you bring them to the one room that has like 12 different, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, bouquets, and these other women have nothing. Right. And every time you go there, you see these same women sitting there like that.
And then the lady with the guilty kids has all the flowers.
Yes, it's exactly right. Or it could be like my mom who was so disgusted that I bought her artificial flowers and she made my niece put them in the drawer.
That doesn't sound like a mom.
I still remember her.
I know.
That was always her matter. Oh, Johnny bought those. Just put them, throw them away.
Because, Jim, not all of our moms were like your mom. You know?
It'd be in a vase.
I was afraid of my mom most of my life.
My mom would put those flowers in a vase with water.
Yeah.
Even though they're artificial.
Oh,
she would
really?
Do that. I bet you she would. I don't know. I'm asked her. I'm going to ask her after the show because, you know, she's listening. So, I would assume that. But then again, we never bought artificial flowers, John. So.
Well, I just thought, you know.
All right. Less upkeep, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. They look so real.
Preventive maintenance.
I'm not kidding. They're the most realistic looking flowers ever made. I mean, it's amazing you could buy at Snyder Drugstore, Nagani.
You've been to my house, but we had window boxes.
Are fake, right?
Well, they weren't but what a pain those are to water them, to keep them. You know,
if you have real ones.
I've had that for a while.
Okay,
I watched
this show. I really like it. This couple, married couple, they do rehab homes.
Hometown?
In Mississippi.
Hometown.
Yes.
Yep.
And the one girl, you know, she's like, hey, I just love your window box out there. How do you keep those flowers? They're fake.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Remember that you see that?
I watch it every week.
Oh, my God. I love that show. Aren't they cool?
They're great. Great people.
My girlfriend is coming back with a show.
She's my girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend. No. Nicole Curtis?
I've been watching the last couple of weeks, catching up on her old shows, getting ready for it. June 26th or something, she's back. No.
We're getting her on the show. I had her on my show before,
Did you?
You know where she used to spend her summers? In the UP.
I believe that.
In Munising. She's from Michigan.
Yeah.
And they used to go to the UP all the time.
Oh, she's no, she is. She's my girlfriend.
No,
that's why I'm doing all my windows this summer because I started watching
she's
her
coming
again.
Over.
Hey, was it a little freaky though? She was still breastfeeding your kid when he was like 9. Remember that?
No.
Stop. Yeah.
Look it up.
No, she was not.
Look it up.
No.
Todd, you can look this up.
No.
Wishful thinking.
I'm just saying.
Can I be your son?
Mommy.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Haynes. A 69-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man, both from Bondwell, were killed in an accident in Shawnee County this weekend. Preliminary investigations show the SUV they were riding in failed to yield to oncoming traffic while making a turn. The driver of the pickup that struck the SUV suffered minor injuries. Another scam is making its rounds. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, is warning consumers of another phishing scam where scammers are texting and pretending to be from Wisconsin DOT, DMV, to get individuals to click on fraudulent links to reveal personal information. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WisDOT content. These are not from WisDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin late March into early April. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV and receive an unsolicited text message or email from an unknown number or person, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account which alerts you to any fraudulent activities. Sign up for eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It makes great cookies.
And probably yes. Has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We got to make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Summer, summer, summer.
Oh, yeah. Our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is still going on this week. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash. And of course, you also go into the drawing for the grand prizes, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. We've got the keyword coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, back thank you very much
to Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back. Happy birthday, Johnny Depp, 62 years old. You know, when they shot that movie in Oshkosh, a lot of people said he was cool.
He was very cool.
Big tips.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Went around to places, hung out with people.
Signed autographs downtown. Yeah.
That's
absolutely
good to hear, isn't it? Versus, yeah, you know, the other way you hear about guys. Natalie Portman, 44. Man, when she was like 12, she was in such a good movie. Was it called The Professional? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, The Professional.
I loved that
she
guy.
She was amazing.
Wasn't she great
with
that?
Jean Reno.
Oh,
he was the assassin.
Great movie. And what's his name? Gary Oldman, who always plays bad guys.
He's great, too, in that movie.
Oh, good movie. Underrated movie. Michael J. Fox, 64. Boy, that poor guy, huh?
Yeah, but boy, he had a run, though. I lived out in L.A. during the 80s. We're obviously very similar in age. And he was just, people were following him. And just, his life was, like, great.
Great.
Like, unbelievably great. And, you know, this whole Parkinson's, right? Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, poor guy. And you see him now, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
He is.
64. Yeah. Brittany Merlot, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good. Let me guess. Okay. So, Michael, do you know Brittany? Michael Friedman in the house, Simple Life Hospitality. And here's a guarantee.
Okay.
You had a good weekend, right?
Had
a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend
Todd
in Chicago.
Todd had a nice weekend. Yeah. Jim had a nice weekend.
Yeah, I was in Chicago.
Let's just see who's cooler. Hey, Brittany, what'd you do this past weekend?
You know, you're going to lose today because I was actually sick last week, so I didn't do anything
this
weekend.
Climbed Rib Mountain and kayaked down the Wisconsin River and then biked back home.
Repelled off a mountain. See, now, Brittany, if you would have been, you got a little bit to learn here. If you've been more like Johnny, we just made something up right away. Say, this is what I did. But anyway,
how you feeling?
I know, but, you know, I just had to be transparent and honest with you.
There you
but
go.
What I wanted to do was actually go mountain biking. You know, I got that fat tire bike we always talk about and stuff. So I got it all pumped up and ready to go, cleaned, new brakes and everything on it. And then I got sick. So I just watched it sit in the garage. I did clean the garage a little bit this weekend, but nothing fun and cool like I usually do.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. So when you say mountain biking, like what would be considered? I mean, now you got Rib Mountain, but what do you consider that kind of biking? In Wisconsin. Talking about Colorado where that stuff is so big, so huge, and you know, that's real mountains. But how about in Wisconsin?
I would go with a single track trail. Or if it's anything that's like a dirt or gravel trail, then you could consider it mountain biking. But my favorites are the single track, or it's those skinny trails through the woods where pretty much only you and your bike can fit through it, where you're weaving in between rocks, you're weaving in between trees. And it could get dicey at times, and you got to have some skill to get through.
Those trails, Brittany, does the municipality figure that out, or is that just done by people using it?
Usually clubs. So the people using it in clubs, you know, maintaining
making sure
that the trails are, yeah.
So is it only one way then? I mean, because if somebody was coming your way, would it be tough to get around each other?
It is both ways. Some tracks have you go a certain way the whole time, but most of them are both ways. So you kind of just have to pay attention. Like same thing with snowmobiling, right? And ATVing out on those trails. You go around the corner, someone else could be going around that same corner. So
that's what I mean.
Stay in your lane. Be careful. Look ahead if you can. That's kind of the thing that you got to do.
That's got to be an amazing cardio, fat burning, the whole thing put together, huh? Doing that.
Forget the gym. I hate gyms.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean, they're helpful, but I'd rather be outside doing something. So, yes, the best cardio. That is my favorite in the summer to do, to burn the fat. And then in the winter is cross-country skiing. That's another cardio burner. Amazing.
I know. I do it a lot.
Activity.
Yeah. Yeah. We had
quiet.
Why do I not believe that?
Turn Michael's mic off.
We got snarky Brian and snarky Michael. I was doing cardio lifts this weekend sitting outside in Chicago.
How many ounces?
18 to 20 Whoa. Ounces each.
Having some gin and juice this weekend.
Gin and juice this weekend. It was amazing.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. I felt kind of I'm not sure what term I should use this. But I stopped at Quick Trip the other day, and it's like, I haven't been drinking hardly at all. They told me not to drink after the surgery type thing. But it's like, sometimes you just, on a nice night, you feel like a beer. You just feel like a cold beer. So I was going to go buy one can of Bud Light, okay, at the Quick Trip. That doesn't sound bad, right? You know, make it worse. I bought the Tall Boy.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that's what they sell, yeah.
I felt a little,
Did you?
But that's okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You felt bad for buying it, or you felt bad afterward?
I felt
He felt good after drinking.
Yeah, it was fine. But you know what I mean? It's like, that's what, like.
No shame.
Okay.
John, no shame. All right.
But you're not the only one who buys those there.
Right.
And I remember when they got there, when they came to Green Bay and opened up that store, and, you know, a little concerned about alcohol. We're like, you can't sell singles. And they're like, oh, then we ain't open our store.
Well, I think, I want to say it's like 24 ounces.
Right.
Those things are.
They are.
Yeah. And,
was that Colt 45? That was very popular.
Colt malt liquor?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Give me a can of the Bull, we used to say.
And that was good?
Yeah, great.
You didn't drink it in a paper bag walking home, did you? Or did you go home? What'd you do with it, John?
It was plastic. Hey, Brittany, hey, somebody's complaining here. Our man, Terry. Is July going to be our only summer month in Wisconsin, Brittany? This June weather of 60s during the day and 50s at night is puke, Terry.
Puke period.
I think that's what he said with his little emoji there, right?
Yeah.
I agree. To be honest with you, though, kind of. So what's going to be like, cool. Brittany?
A little roller coaster up and down. Yeah, still cool, sweet. Breezy today. Got chances for scattered showers and storms later on. Highs in about mid-60s. Then tomorrow, though, high pressure moves in. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow. We'll climb to the low 80s on Wednesday. Perfect. But then another low pressure heads our way. So we go back to the upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with more, of course, unsettled weather, chances for showers and storms. And then Sunday, we dry things out and warm things up back to the mid-70s.
Okay, so I don't want to be that guy. You know when somebody all of a sudden discovers a new hobby or whatever, whatever, and all of a sudden they're an expert and they keep telling everybody how great macraming is?
I know people like that.
Yeah. So I don't want to be that guy. Macrame. Where did that come from? When's the last time you had macrame? Did you even know what macrame is?
Yeah, what is it?
No.
It's some in the 70s that all the ladies used to do.
Is it like sewing?
Yeah.
Kind of, but they made plant hangers with that.
Yeah.
Macrame.
Oh, with tying knots. Okay. Yeah. It's a big 70s thing. Yeah. They had clubs. But anyway, so then they'd espouse the benefit. So, 50 years ago. So I got a little bit of skin cancer right now, okay? And the number one thing that you notice now, like just when I was walking back the other day and it's so beautiful out in the water, it's like, cover up, man. Put some, and the one thing they stress at the hospital or the thing I was at too, cloudy days, if you're on the water, you'll not know it. You're going to get burnt just as bad.
Yeah.
So, and I know you spend a lot of time outdoors, Brittany, but it's like, now that I see that, you know, it's like, man, I never one time in my entire life had I ever put on. The only thing I'd ever use was baby oil and Hawaiian Tropic. I'd never put on sunscreen in my entire, I still have it in my entire life. And it's like, it does catch up to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary. But you're right. I mean, the water reflects it.
Yep.
It doubles that for you. I'm not sure if it's actually double, but you know, it definitely
enhances it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's one thing they stress. Everybody thinks to put on sunscreen in a sunny, hot day. Nobody thinks put it on if it's a little bit overcast.
Yeah.
But if you're on the water, it comes back at you.
I never put on sunscreen at all.
And another one, I remember the worst sunburn I ever got was from skiing. Back, like I said, when I lived in, I know that sun reflecting off the snow, what that does to you.
And then you got those raccoon eyes.
Yeah.
Because of the goggles.
Yeah.
We just got a text in from Brian who says, new weekend show, macrame with Mino.
There you go.
Everybody had an aunt or a sister-in-law that did that. True?
We had all that stuff hanging in our house growing up. That 1970s decor. Loved it.
And it's usually like avocado green.
Yep. Or orange.
Yeah. No question. You too young for that, Michael?
No. I mean, I was born in 65.
Okay.
So, but I do remember it now that Todd was saying, you know, what it was.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Put wood beads in it and stuff like that.
That's right.
I think we had an art class on that in high school, maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, people that were really cool, Todd, they would have those chairs hung with a hook.
Oh,
those,
yeah,
like, wicker chairs, yep, in their living room. Remember those?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember those, Brittany?
No.
No, she doesn't remember.
I'll send you a picture later, Brittany.
So give us a great forecast, Brittany. A really good forecast.
Sunny and 70 for 3 months straight. How's that?
Nice. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. But in reality...
No. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Then, you know that.
When it comes to the farmers' almanac, those people who look out far, they say it's going to be hotter than normal?
Yes, they do. Everybody's saying it's going to be warmer than normal. And we're not even in an El Nino or a La Nina. We're in an Enzo neutral pattern. So to be warmer than normal and not in the El Nino is kind of, you know, different.
Hey, you know what I've noticed? There's more beach at places. Like Neshoto, there's more beach than a couple of years ago.
I thought the water was high.
I know. It seems like that one's gotten bigger. It's not like it used to be, but it's more.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man.
That's a beautiful beach, right, man. Yeah.
You know what, Brittany, this whole global warming, I'm not sure I'm as knowledgeable as a lot of other people, but something has changed because I've had allergies since I was a little kid. I mean, and got the shots and everything. You know, I've been, and this year, it's one of two things. It's either something hasn't grown that normally grows, or it's the stuff John gave me. This, not nasal chrome, I forgot what it's called. Anyway.
I don't think we should talk about sharing prescriptions on the air. I never did that. I didn't give you anything.
John, how's that Ambien working for you, John?
Not bad. Great dreams.
But anyway, I just think, I don't think allergy season has changed over the years, but man, I love it. I'm so glad it's... didn't hit me.
You're fine. Your allergies are good this year.
I'll be honest with you. I had it two days. Remember, Jim? We walked outside, and I said, "Man, it's hitting good." And it was the first day things bloomed. Haven't had a thing since.
Right. So
no way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous. I have been struggling. I never had allergies my entire life, and now between the allergies, when everything started to bloom, I had to close all the windows and stay inside for a week.
I've been through that. Take shower. It just yes.
Yeah.
Put cold compresses on your eyes.
Fire smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow, I'm sorry you're going through that. It only lasts about 25, 30 years. So.
Yeah. You know, my eyes just get that. They used to tell me to put tea bags, dump tea bags, and put them on your eyes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I did all that.
I have an eye serum that I use. I have a balm every morning, an eye balm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it like a real thick, almost like a syrupy thing? Mm. That's what they gave me.
No.
Is it a roll-on?
It's a roll-on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's
really
nice. It's a roll-on, yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it's just nice. It just, you know, tightens the skin up a little bit.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Ooh. Can I use it all over my face?
Right. Yeah, me too. Right. I'm using that. I'm using my honey tallow.
But it's a balm.
It's a balm.
Is yours a balm?
Mine's a balm.
A balm.
Oh, it's a balm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Todd says I'm looking better.
I like that word balm.
Balm. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Give us a forecast, please, Brittany.
One more time, Brittany.
All right. Breezy mid-60s today. Chances for scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and into Wednesday. We warm things up. Mid-70s tomorrow. Low 80s on Wednesday, but then we fall back to the upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with more chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. The good news is none of them look strong to really severe because we don't have a lot of that heat and humidity here yet. On Sunday, it will be sunny, low 70s. So
beautiful.
Good end to the weekend.
We'll take it. Greatest month of the year that there ever is. Brittany Merlot, you're awesome.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Hope you feel better with all those allergies.
I know
she had that. That's too bad.
Got a text here. It's back in style. Lisa from Simple Life.
Macrame.
What's back in style?
Macrame.
Really?
Lisa says so.
I know. Yep. It's back in style.
Well,
we talked about a lot of stuff.
Maybe Lisa's doing it. I don't know.
Sarah says, I took a macrame class a year ago.
Why is it back in style?
Because it's cool.
Everything old is new again.
That's true.
I know. That's true. It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know that you'd have to make it if you want it. There's so much of that stuff at rum sales.
It smells like cigarettes.
We got to send her to a quick break. Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality in the house. Back after this.
as Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info@WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And this is a brand new segment on Mino and the Mayor. We're kicking it off today. And in the studio with me, Todd Michaels, is our New Wisco Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Hi, Lisa. Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. People need to know that you and I have worked together for
20 some odd years.
On and off for a long time.
Yeah.
Mostly in radio, right?
Yes. Yes. It's always been in radio that you and I have worked together.
Yeah.
And usually.
Usually. And you and I are members of the community in Oshkosh.
Yes, we are.
And so we've decided to take a portion of our broadcast each weekday morning with Jim and John on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and really focus in on the Valley. And that's why we're calling this Valley Focus.
Valley Focus.
See, we're smart that way.
Yes.
We're smart that way.
Oshkosh and then a little bit north. We'll hit
Nina Menasha, maybe Kimberly once in a while. Who knows how this all turns out? Maybe they'll even cancel us after the first episode of Valley Focus.
I hope not.
I hope not, because we're going to be doing good things, including our very first guest.
Right. It's Michelle Schultz, who is with the Oshkosh Farmers Market. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. I did not realize I was your very first guest on the show.
Very first.
Listen, I feel privileged.
There is nothing more exciting about summer. Listen, summer doesn't officially kick off until the very first farmer's market. So now it has officially kicked off, and
well,
we have to thank you for that.
Gosh, so.
I think so. And so welcome to the show. But also, congratulations. How many years is this now for the Oshkosh Farmer's Market?
Well, we had our 30th anniversary last year.
Right.
We celebrated our 30th anniversary last year. So the market has been in existence for 30 years now.
Wow, that's crazy to me.
Every year it just seems to get bigger and better and bigger and better.
Well,
you were giving me some details off the show. It is getting bigger and better.
It does
this year.
Get bigger and better every year. We're hoping not to expand because we don't have staff for that. So we're going to stick to our 2.5 blocks and try and fill every space. But at this point, that's kind of where we're at right now.
So tell me a little bit about the new things we're going to see, or we have seen this year.
Well, you're going to see the same produce vendors you always see. We do have a few new ones. We're going to be introducing a microgreen vendor this year and some additional exotic mushroom vendors. We have some exotic flower people joining us. So I'm very excited to see some of those things in addition to all the locally raised fabulous produce you find.
What is microgreens exactly? Is that where you grow them inside, or what is that?
Well, they typically grow them in some kind of a hothouse environment or heated box. And it's typically like sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, pea sprouts, things like that. So there's micronutrients in them, but tremendous amount of flavor, and they're very tender.
You know when you watch those cooking shows and they say, I made a microgreen salad? That's what it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're going to have some bougie produce at the market this year.
Love that.
I like calling it that, too. That's perfect.
That is perfect. Bougie produce.
So, yeah, we'll see some new things at the market this year on that end of it. We have a couple of new meat vendors joining us. I do have a seafood vendor that comes and visits about 6 times a year, and they bring us Alaskan salmon, and some red shrimp, and some delicious kind of things like that.
And it's not just the produce and the meat and the flowers and all those lovely things. There's also things like food trucks.
Although the farmers is our focus, and that's who we really try to promote, but I have to say, it's like a trip eating around the world to come to the farmers market.
Tell us about some of the folks you've got.
Well, we have some of our local regular favorites. Of course, Oshkosh is known as the egg roll capital of Wisconsin. So if you want your fantastic egg rolls,
and
they're all coming back. Nobody's giving up their spot. And then we have the Caribbean Taste food truck is coming back. But new this year, we'll be introducing our Indian curry food truck. We have another one of our vendors who has expanded, and they're going to have a potato food truck. So they'll be doing like loaded potatoes and smothered French fries.
When you mentioned the Indian food truck, did you see Lisa and I look at each other? We're both sitting here going, we've got our Saturdays planned now.
Yep. I know what I'm doing every Saturday morning.
We got some great barbecue, and Andy over at Parm is introducing his gelato food truck. So I can't wait to have ice cream every Saturday.
What's really cool, Michelle, too, and we're having fun with this, but that's what's great about the farmer's market. It is the produce. It is the farmers. It is the food. It's really a social event. People come down there and actually catch up. They haven't seen each other all winter, right? And now they see each other again.
We really try to make ourselves Oshkosh's community event and welcome young, the old, the different spectrums of our community every Saturday morning. And if someone calls me and wants to do something in the market, if they fall within the guidelines of our vendor parameters, I find a space for them.
And there's also a lot of entertainment, too. I know you start in the 400 block, and you're walking down, and you'll have this person playing the guitar, and then a little bit later, there's somebody playing a violin.
We have really embraced busker entertainment at the farmers market. Every week, we have our feature band in the center of the market. But during the rest, if you notice the entertainment on the rest of the market, all of those people are there playing as pop-up entertainers, and essentially they play for tips. So if you're enjoying what they're doing for you, throw a buck or two in their music case.
I love that. I love that idea. And it's really great entertainment, too.
It's just a vibe down there. It really is. And hopefully the downtown businesses get involved. They open up a little early so that you can wander through those.
They do. The downtown businesses have embraced the farmers market, and they also open along earlier with the farmer's market. I know when we first moved downtown, they kind of kept regular hours. But now, I mean, I've had people call me from Chicago and say, where can we get something to eat or drink? I'm like, well, this is open at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're like, we can get a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm
ding,
like,
ding, yeah. Ding. Ding, ding, ding. We're
a
there.
Lot of the farmer's market isn't about beer. But yes, you can get a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning at the farmer's market.
So the Oshkosh Farmer's Market is every Saturday. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine, June through October.
And it's in the 400, the 500 block of Main Street, North Main Street in Oshkosh. And also, isn't a part of it Church Avenue
yes.
as well?
Yes.
So,
and if folks wanted to find out more details on it, find out who's out there, just find out more about the farmer's market itself. What's the website? What's the social media?
It's www.osfmi.com. And the most current information is Facebook. So visit us on Facebook if you want to see what's happening now and who's going to be at the market, because everybody posts on it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Michelle, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having
me. Summer is here in Oshkosh. We love it.
Thanks for having me.
Stand by. More with Mino and the Mayor on the way next on 96.5 and 98.3 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the country wakes up, eyes are on Los Angeles, where protests over ICE roundups escalated all weekend long, especially after President Trump called up the National Guard. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It has gone on all night, even at 2 o'clock in the morning. LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown. People using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. 7 countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the 3-year war. This is ABC News.